Not quite across the bottom. There we go. Okay. Oh, there's Davida.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Davida. Mazel tov.
Hi, mazel tov.
Did you get, were you on the Zoom for the bris? Did you get to see it at all?
No, I was sleeping.
Oh, I guess that's right. It was like 4 hours ago. Okay, that makes sense. We have some, was... we put pictures on Hobgoblin.
You did put pictures?
You did the Noah. You have pictures. We do have pictures. Yeah, cute little baby.
Mazel tov, Yadida. And Davida to Yadida. Quite a...
What are they calling him?
I'm going to call him Jedediah. That sounds
Jedediah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Jedediah. I that just has a nice kind of colonial American sound to it.
Well, Rabbi Rosalind calls Eliyahu Elijah.
Elijah Samuel? Okay.
Elijah. No, it's Shlomo. How do you say Shlomo in English? Samuel. Yeah.
Solomon.
Shlomo is
Solomon.
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 Yeah.
Elijah Solomon. It's a good name. Well, we're very excited. Is Ema there?
Ema is there, yes. She did not make it for the bris, but she met there to clean up.
Okay. And then when did you, like, you must have just come back.
We got back, probably 15 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay.
You drove in back.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you could go. That was nice.
Okay. So we could learn something. We should start. And I said here, this is Zech Nishmat Rav Simcha Cohen Cook, who was the chief rabbi of Rehovot, passed away a week ago.
Oh.
He was the great nephew of the Rav Cook. When I was in Rehovot, once I've been in 86, I davened his shul and would do daf yomi there.
With him?
With him, yes. So since he was a Kohen, we'll talk about Birkas Kohanim. The question of the day is, this is not scrolling. It is not letting me. It is not letting me. Something's pressing on. Oh, that's why. My phone's on the keyboard. Okay. Anyway, question of the day is emoji minotaurus minayan. Where do emojis come from?
David Meshuloff. He's a very close friend of ours.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, but he's smart.
Well, he grew up in Chicago. His father was a known rabbi in Chicago, possibly of a traditional synagogue. His wife grew up in St. Louis.
I did not know that. Yeah. I just found a comment that he had made online, and I liked enough that I'm going to quote him.
That's so cool. I'll tell him you quoted him.
That's good. So who's his wife?
Irene.
What's the maiden name?
Goldstein.
Still has anyone here?
Irene
Goldstein. Anyone in St. Louis?
Not anymore. No. Did you know Judy Rudman? Does that name ring a bell? Judy Rudman?
Rudman, no.
No. They were sisters. They grew up. Yeah.
Okay.
So, David Meshuloff.
David
Honey Duff?
Well known for being Phyllis's friend, points out that there's an interesting comment. Okay, so we're going to look at the Birkat Kohanim. Everyone knows Birkat Kohanim. We say it all the time. Right? Tell Aaron and his sons to say that this is how you should bless me, Israel. Amar lahem, tell them the following. This is what you are going to do. Amar lahem means this is what you should say to Bnei Israel. May God bless you and keep you. May God causes his countenance to shine upon thee and show thee grace. And may the Lord lift his face unto you and give you, grant you peace. Smush me, O Bnei Israel, and they will therefore place my name on Bnei Israel, Bnei Ibrahim, and I will bless them. Rashi explains, what does Ya'er Hashem Panav mean? Causes countenance to shine. What Rashi explains is, Yireh Lecha Panim Socha Kot. Hashem will show you happy face, Panim to both yellow face. So what's a yellow happy face? We know, okay? Rashi clearly is describing a happy face emoji. Right.
I feel like this is like ruining my understanding of Birkas Kohanim forever. Like, you get a smiley sticker.
Yes. Well, it's gonna get worse. Okay. We're gonna push this a little bit harder. But your era shempanav elacha is Hashem. Hashem should show you the happy smiley face. And the next pasuk is Yisa shempanav elacha, which we usually translate as Hashem should lift his face to you, right? Another positive thing. But Rashi says, no, it's yichbosh ka'aso. Hashem should cover up his anger, hide his anger. And that comes from the Midrash. So the Midrash Rabbah explains...
Wait, is that cover or capture? Like...
How did you translate
that? Is the root of that to cover? Oh. I was thought it meant...
Yeah, I know the Hebrew is interesting. I can tell you how.
Like he'll. What's the word? He'll.
I mean, yeah, Hebrew also means to capture, but.
But anger, there's a phrase in English too, like your anger, like.
Press your anger.
What?
I want to look at suppress the anger, right? Kovish ka'aso. I always translate cover it up. I'm curious how he translates it here. In linear translation. And he translates here as withhold. But I'm going to actually look at the way the Medrash reads this, which is where he basically gets the idea from not using the same words. The Ya'er Hashem, etc. Of source 4 is Bimiraba, but what does Ya'er mean? Should look at you with a shining face, below panim zu'umot, not with an angry face. So the happy yellow is actually Rashi's words. That's not from the Medrash, but it's the same idea. I'm going to show you the happy face. But Yitzah Hashem Panav Elecha, Yavir Kaso Mimecha. Hashem will take away the anger. In Yitzah, because Yitzah here means El Lashar Hasara, to remove. That doesn't mean, he's not training Yitzah as lift, he's taking remove. Hashem to remove his face. Kama Detema, like it says, the cupbearer and the baker of Paro, Yisa Parot Roshat Me'alecha. Hashem will lift up your head from you. That was the baker. Literally lift, the baker's head was lifted up. That's what you saw there, as in being removed. And so, Panav Elu Panim Shel Zav. This is the angry. The bracha is Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem should remove the face that is toward you, the angry face. It says, Matati Panai Benefshahi, and then in the Tochacha it says that Hashem will turn, well, that's not Tochacha, that's in the Achrema. That Hashem will turn his face to the one who was worshipped of Odazara, Vifrati Stil Mikaramava, and will cut him off from his people. So that's the Panim, that the Bracha is, Hashem will take away that face. Lomar, Oto Panim Shalzam, so though that face of anger, you revealed Lavo Alacha, that should have been there, Yisrim Mecha Hashem will take them away. Okay? So that's the angry face emoji. So Hashem will, that the bracha is, first pasuk, second pasuk, Ya'er Hashem should show you the happy face, and take away the angry face.
I never thought literally what this meant, but I always thought Yisrael Hashem Panavei Lecha is that he'll look upon you and help you and be with you.
Yeah, that's exactly the way everyone would read it. Rashi is saying the opposite. Rashi is saying that these two psukim are talking about two different faces. Yisrael Hashem, the happy face, the Yisrael Hashem Panavei. That is not how you would normally read that. I would not have read it that way. You're right. That's not how it's translated by Art Scroll. I actually didn't look it up. Let's look at Art Scroll. See how Art Scroll translated it. Even though Art Scroll always translates like Rashi, I bet you they have Yisab Hashem Panav Elecha, I mean literally, lift his face up to you as the positive face, as opposed to Yisab Panav Elecha, take away the face that is towards you, the angry one.
Where's the yellow from also? Like, what is Panim to about?
Yeah.
I think Mila means shining.
Shining.
In the era. Okay.
Gold. Golden.
Literally does mean yellow, which works well with the emoji image.
Well, literally, I would say gold, no? Sahab is gold.
Sihub.
Sahab. This is Sahab with a study.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sihub. You know, oh. Modern Hebrew really is yellow.
Oh, right, yellow, right.
Let's see.
Oh.
Yeah, so our scroll does translate as, may Hashem lift his countenance to you, right? The way you would normally translate that, even though Rashi has a different translation. So our scroll has violated their principles here just because it's kind of weird. So basically, we've got two different psukim with two different faces. Panav is not the same face. We have the happy face and the angry face. So, and the bracha is, Hashem should give you the happy face sticker and take away the angry face sticker. And so you come out that Hashem is the Batman villain, right? We all know Two-Face. There you go. Half the faces. You don't know Batman.
I don't know the Two-Face villain.
You don't know Two-Face? There's Two-Face. He was a good lawyer, and then half his face got scarred. So he randomly decides, he flips a coin, and if it comes up evil face, then he's bad to you. If it comes up happy face, then he's good to you. That's the Batman villain. They've carefully created a...
Did you make that, Abba?
Emoji over there. I did.
Great job.
By careful... But this is, you gotta see the CSS on this one. I'll show you. This basically uses a clip. It's the same. These are the same pictures overlaid with position absolute, and then clipping each half of them.
You did it all in CSS?
It's all CSS.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh yes, I'm gonna show this to Gavia so I can show up here.
Cause like I think I could do that in like a Paint.
So it's two spans, one with a happy face, one with an angry face, but one, yeah, position absolute, and then clip half rectangle, and the other one clip half, the other half of the rectangle.
How come you had to make the bottom one 51 so there's no line?
Oh, yeah, so it overlaps a little bit, yeah. So it overlaps by one pixel.
That's very impressive. That's really cool.
Thank you. Sorry about that, Phyllis. I had to show off my computer skills to my daughter.
You know,
you're not as impressed by that.
Coming to my mind, the image that's coming to mind, especially if Yechbosh is to keep it contained and not let it flare out, is the Hulk.
Huh?
You want the friendly Hulk.
Oh, okay.
Not the God, like, get angry.
The angry. So Rabbi Dr. Meshulah points out that it's a kind of a weird bracha. Aside from we have these two halves there, and we expect Hashem to be angry and cover it up, that's not much of a bracha. Why not have the bracha, may Hashem not be angry at all? Why, Hashem has this angry face, may he hold it back, hide it back there.
Right.
I think the truth is that that's But that's the reality. That's a relationship with Hashem, is that we're not perfect. We can't just have to be happy with us all the time. So the last pasuk is not that Hashem is not disappointed with us, just that when Hashem is disappointed with us, Hashem won't act on it. The angry face is there, but just hold that aside, that we have this kind of dialectic between, you call it midat rachamim and midat adin, and Hashem always acts with the rachamim side of it. The panim zuhumot, the angry face is there. We're not perfect. You saw Hashem panav elecha, that Hashem should take that face and just move it away. Just show the happy face. And we see something similar in the tochacha. Or not so much the tochacha, but the bracha before it. It says, in b'chukotaytelechu, you walk in my ways, and you do my mitzvot, and then and all the good things will happen. It ends with, and I will dwell among you, and I won't reject you, I won't be disgusted by you, which is not a very positive bracha after all that.
Right.
That tells you, you know, everything wonderful, and I won't hate you. You don't tell your kids that, right? Well, I guess I won't be disgusted by you. The Ramban says on this, understand that last comment. Shemar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki b'shmarenu kol mitzvot v'asotanu ritzono, that if we keep the mitzvot and we do His will, lo yimasotanu b'gol nafsho, Hashem won't be disgusted by us. It's just not much of a bracha. Because Hashem even says, when we actually, in the actual tochacha, when we violate the brit, we do these terrible things, He still says, "Lo maskim goatim." I won't be so disgusted. I won't hate them so much. L'chal tam, to destroy them entirely. What's this bracha here? So the Emek Dabar on this says, "Lo tigal nafshi etchem." What does that mean as a bracha? Avgal b'chol tibchol heit hayotzer tova yesh bekerav yisrael. That even in the best of times, yesh bekerav yisrael anashim pratim shemasem mitto'avim, that no one's perfect. Someone's going to be doing the wrong thing. Someone's going to be sinning. So where the Birkat Kohanim is on the individual, this is on a national level, that, you know, b'chokzai te'lechu, even when that happens, not everyone's going to be perfect. B'kol ha'kam still, b'zchut kol Yisrael, that because the Yisrael as a whole are doing the right things, Hashkina b'kirbam, the Hashkina will stay with them. B'arei hu ka'av ha'shochein im banav, and Hashem will be like a father who lives with his children. So vel gam im echad mehem matriach, and he will love them even if one of them does the wrong thing. Umav ish recho, and literally smells bad.
Yeah.
And of reish mehem, the father will not kick them out. Elamakim chotmo, he'll just hold his nose. Nice metaphor there, but saying that. Say that even when we realize, when Hashem realizes that we're doing the wrong thing, Hashem will still love us. The Shekhinah will remain with us. So I think that's why Birkat Kohanim ends with this, by the Asem L'Chashon, gives you peace. That there's this constant kind of dialectic. Hashem's relationship is, both has the Panim twofold, the happy face and the Panim Zamot and the angry face are both there. And the Bracha is, we end up with shalom and make peace with us, and we'll kind of push the angry face to the side. That's the bracha. And we'll just show us the happy face. We know
so
that.
What was David's chiddush? What did David?
His first comment, he's the one who said, you know, that Rashi's comment sounds like a happy face emoji.
Oh, he made the emoji analogy?
That's his comment. Yeah, okay. Let's go pull his, I will pull his article up.
Actually,
this big hill.org.
It was sent to me like a few hours ago. Irene sent me his article. Isn't that crazy?
What, this article here?
I think it's in Hebrew, though.
This was from 2015. But, right, he's the one who put, that's his picture.
Oh, that's a riot. We like your picture.
That was He did fine. Okay. That's part one. There's another side of what does Yisa Hashem Pana Belacha mean? I said, you know, so we're reading in the sense of remove the angry face. But Lisa Panim has a very specific meaning in Halacha. See that here in Vayikra. You shall not pervert justice. Do not really lift up the face of the poor. And don't give honor to the great one. Don't pervert justice. Don't favor the poor. If they don't deserve it, don't favor the rich. Means favoring the poor in judgment. That's what Lisa Panim is. And parallel to that, describing Hashem, him, that God is the God of all powers, the master of all masters, Akela Gadol, the great God who is great, powerful, and awesome. Asher lo Yisa Panim, Hashem will not do Yisa Panim, will not take bribes. So Panim is to favor one side, to take a bribe to pervert justice. That's what Lisa Panim is. Now, in that sense, just in the pshat, it's talking about Lisa Panim of the person who's being favored. This image of lifting them up, which is different from our psukim, where it's Lisa Panim of Hashem. But the Gemara connects those two things. That's in Gemara. There's Rabbi Avira. Avira used to give the following drasha. Zimni Amar Mishmeid Rav Ami, Zimni Amar Mishmeid Rav Asi. I couldn't remember who he heard it from. Sometimes he would say, attribute this to Rav Ami, sometimes Rav Asi. But here's the drasha. Amru Malchi Asher L'Sneh Karsh Baruch Hu. Heavenly angels complain to God. Rivoi Asher Olam. You wrote in your Torah, God is not Yisapanim. God will never favor one side. Likashocha will not take a bribe. Allah taught us the Panim Israel, but wait a minute. Favor Israel. Let's see, because it says Yisashem Panavelecha, right? We're promising the blessed, thinking of Yisapanim. Hashem's gonna, you know, Hashem's balancing this, as we put it, the angry face and the happy face. And the bracha is that Hashem's going to take away the angry face. Come to your mishpat. You're doing it wrong. They complain to God. What kind of judge are you? Amar Lahem. So Hashem tells back to them, Lechivo Esap Panim Yisrael. You're right. I shouldn't do it. But I can't help myself. I have to favor Yisrael. Hati Lahem B'Torah. Because I wrote in the Torah, eat, be satisfied, and bless Hashem. Right? Birka Amazon technically should only be when you're satisfied. The Haman Dr. Kima Asmam Al Kazaid Be'ad Kapeta. And they go ahead and say Birka Amazon, they say Bracha, thank me, even just if they just have a Kazaid or a Kapeta. Right? Hashem's saying, well, I'm corruptible. You're right. If the bribe is big enough, even I'll be bribed to favor them. And you know, and the fact that Bnei Yisrael are benching on a kazayit, that's a huge bribe.
That's a bribe?
That's the bribe. We're bribed, right? Well, you talk shokad and they say, wait a minute, you're taking shokad, right? They're saying bet that, and Hashem says, you know, you're right. I can't help it. It's a great, you know, they're bribing me. So what's the connection between benching on a kazayit and bribing, and what we're talking about, the sash and panave lecha, take away that the angry face. So this is from Rav Cook's in Ayah, his commentary on Gemara Bracha. So that's what he says about it. He sold me that mishpat ba'olam, the principle of divine justice in the world. It's not about revenge. God doesn't punish those who do wrong just because wants to be mean to people. It's more educational. To move people on the right path. Because that is the ultimate purpose that Hashem establishes consequences for bad behavior. So we do it and we go start doing the right behavior, the negative reinforcement. So, Uma Betta Bivitorah did. So then if Hashem does not impose those consequences, then nothing good happens. There's no point in overlooking it and not having consequences. Those of us who have raised children know what that means. Say there's a consequence, you got to keep to it, otherwise you'll never learn. Lo toach yisaron shedin mashlim et flowers and prats, because whatever lack there is in whatever rule, general or specific, that happened, yishar b'vitur onesh. That whatever lack happened will still be there if they don't have the consequences. There's no punishment. That's why Hashem, that's why there are consequences. That's what Mishpat is all about. Im kain, if that's the case, ein ze tova kim ra'ah. So then, not imposing consequences, not doing anyone a favor, but it's a bad thing, Chalila. But Chalila, la'metiv elyon, yitbarach me'asot zot. So God forbid Hashem is not going to do that. So, do something wrong, Hashem is going to impose a consequence. So otherwise, you're going to keep doing the wrong thing. That's not good. Okay. So therefore, to be nesi panim, to warp justice, to acquit those who are guilty is impossible for in a just system. Because then the original thing, which is whatever is lacking in one's behavior, will remain. So therefore, even if a person is overwhelmingly good in every other way, and all of his good deeds won't take away that one mistake, you still need the consequences for that mistake. That's midas hamishpat. That's what this is all about. So it's Rav Kook. Amnam. But the truth is, the pamim tuchal midah kolik tova lakel harbe ma'or at midas hamishpat. That it's possible for a specific good midah, general character, to outweigh the mishpat. Nesh mitnei shemisha kanach chemda ba'obinav show. Oh, Hamidah, I should be Hayden. Shekana Hamidah Bobinah. So, for someone who has this particular Midah, which we're going to say, within his soul, Yavol Ashleimut will achieve this perfection, will make their behavior better if they do the wrong thing. Gami Yimiyagish Shishkan Alav Chesed Elyon, Yotemer Roylon. If a person can perceive that, yes, I deserve to be punished, but it didn't happen. And I realized that, and I realized, okay, that's him doing a chesed. I better do better next time. But then there's no point. Hashem doesn't have to punish them. Who what mida is this? Who me shehikne la'afsho mida takar tova be'emet. And that's gratitude. If you can look at what's gone in your life, look what's going on in your life, and express gratitude to Hashem for it, Hashem says, okay, you've already learned your lesson. We don't have to go through the punishment part. So someone who has true appreciation, true gratitude to Hashem, and acts that way, when he feels, when he realizes that he deserves a given consequence but didn't get it, Hashem had chesed on him, then lo tavi hanagazu. That this will not cause him to avoid the good path. He will push him to go in the right path.
And he's saying, like, I wasn't punished, but I don't feel like, oh, I got away with it, so I can do it again. I feel like, wow. Like Hashem really has extra care for me.
That's exactly what he's saying. He develops that idea. There are two possible responses. One is, I got away with it. Okay, I can do that again. The other is, Hashem was great to me. I shouldn't do this ever again because I really did deserve punishment, but I didn't get it. So thank God I dodged a bullet there, but I better be careful.
Nice.
How do we look at that kind of situation? Then I will have even more, another reason to do the right thing in my recognizing Hashem graciously. So a person will deserve to have their midat mishpat be made lighter. Such a person should get off easy. Because that will end up with the ultimate purpose, which is that we should do better. So when the angels say, well, why are you favoring Israel? You're taking away your anger from them. Hashem says, it's appropriate for that. It's not an unjust bribe, but it's clearly they have learned their lesson. Because B'nai Israel are grateful to me. They hold on to it. It's part of their nature to have this Hakarat HaTov. And they see that because even in points where there's no mitzvah to say a bracha, they can't avoid this feeling inside of them. And they say a bracha even on smaller amounts. That's the proof that they appreciate it, that they say thank you, Hashem, even for the little things.
So therefore, they're not a people who needs constant punishment because they've got the other.
Right. Why we should meet that criteria there. We have to stress that. Okay, so lahem nesiyat apanim, v'kalat ha'onesh. So therefore, this nesiyat apanim, this literal, favoring injustice, and going easy on the punishment, v'arbot shefa chesed, yoteri mat ma'asim, and they'll get more chesed, far more than they deserve. U'mishen afshol lo metura. And that was your point. Someone who isn't quite so pure, tikabera love midah p'chuta, they will have this lesser midah, lesser characteristic, a meshovevet et da'ato, that corrupts their minds, and maybe atel ver shaka, brings them to destruction. Mitzad echad amargish shegam b'yoto sar miderach hatova, but such a person, when they see that, well, even when they do the wrong thing, that they don't get punished right away. And he's doing great. Fate is smiling upon him. He will rebel and stay in his mind. I found found treasure for myself. So what's the point of being good at tzedakah? That's the Mishnah Afshar Lo Matarah. In Kain, B'yot Hadam Ochel Asova, L'yodeh Machzar. So the truth is, using benching as this example, if someone eats and is satisfied, the Chatev Savata, it doesn't mean anything else. Ein Bo Kim Hagashat Tivit Achad, that his natural inclination will only be toward expressing the gratitude. They'll have only one response, Yoto Yashar, Rak Hoda, Shevach, Al Asher, Asar, Shemi Moto, Yasbeyu. So it's very easy to be grateful when you have everything you need. We have the point of Achata B'Savata, it's very easy to say thank you, Hashem. Omnem Vyoto, Motek, Desveko, B'Timtum Gadol. But if you don't have a lot, you're eating is your Beta and Kazayat. Not like us who may have a little bite of bread because we have an entire plate full of steak there. Here's an example of where all you've got is a kapeta and you're still able to say, well, dinner or and you're still hungry. The you're still able to say thank you, Hashem, for that little bit that you achieved, that you had. And your feelings of complaint are outweighed by your feelings of gratitude. You're able still to express gratitude, even though you really are still hungry. All you've had was a crumb to eat, and you really want more, but you're who knows, your complaints are being suppressed by the feeling gratitude that, okay, I got something. Thank you, Hashem. Because as such a person, really, such a person deserves the yisakhanim, the extra chesed, in all aspects of their life. So, and this battle between these two feelings of, oh, I got away with it, or, oh, that was good to me. Clear that such a person will pick the right path. So therefore, B'nai Yisrael, since they express their gratitude even on the Kedayat or Kebetza, they are worthy of having Hashem Yisa Panim, of being favored in judgment. And they will bench even when they just have small mouths, even if they're not fully satisfied. That's what he's looked at.
So, the pasuk, the Torah is v'savata uveirachta.
Right.
So, how does the halacha become, even if you just had a kazayat or a kibetza?
I believe it is the saying opposite. That the oraita is to express the bracha as the savata.
Yeah.
I'm saying that today Israel have established, is that a durab? I believe that it was a durabana.
Oh.
That they will do it even if it's only, you need to thank Hashem for what you've gotten, even if you're not so there.
It's interesting. It's like, it's like the opposite. It's not like an addition to or a siyag or
it's a
siyag. And you're saying even if you didn't visavata. I don't know. Okay. But it's a nice idea.
I look at as a gezer as a siyag, not you shouldn't go over it. Takara is preserving the spirit of the law.
Yeah.
The spirit of that thing is thank Hashem for what you have. And we're saying we're going to do it. We're going to thank Hashem even if we don't have enough. Whatever we have.
Yeah, that idea is very nice. It really is a great, half full, half empty, all that, But it seems it should come from a different pasuk, not the pasuk that says thank him when you're full. This should be another place for the idea.
It is not from pasuk at all. This is definitely not the right. That's what Hashem is saying in this image. He's telling you, Malchi Asharet, the Bnei Yisrael are doing so much more than I asked them for.
That's nice. Okay, that's a good way to, I like that. Yeah.
And even God himself is saying that.
Like they don't have to, but right. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Okay.
That's what he means. That's the bride.
Yeah, I got it.
We are expressing our thanks that so much for, and in Cook's image, the fact that we're able to do that tells us that we are capable of appreciating even the little things, and therefore we don't need to be punished in order to do better, because we will simply see, I didn't get away with it. Hashem showed me some chesed, I better do better. Again.
So Yisah Hashem Panav Elecha is a positive thing. He will favor you.
Right. And the meaning of taking away the panim zamin. When you actually do deserve punishment, that's the way Rashi is reading this. When you deserve to be punished, Hashem will yisah, it's panav elecha, his face that was toward you.
Okay.
That will be yisah left over, and will leave you with shalom.
Okay.
Then panav elecha will shine the happy face, will give you the happy face sticker. He's going to file away the angry face stickers, and you will be left with shalom. But, says here, it is kind of conditional. If you want to get the benefit of it, you have to be the sort of person who deserves this yisah panim and who expresses that karat hatov for that. It's not automatic. Okay? Again, if we express gratitude for what we have, rather than complaining, then there's hope for us.
Nice.
So don't complain. And I will conclude looking at the there's actually a bracha on the bracha, right? The Kohanim say a bracha before they give the bracha, which is, this is Gemara Maim Mevarach. What's the bracha that they say beforehand? They say, Bracha Hashem came up on Asher Ki Yishenu B'dushato Shel Aaron, who sanctifies us, the Kohanim say, with the Kedusha of Aaron, the Tivanu, and the command of the Barach at Amo Yisrael Ba'ahava. Heard that before, right? You've actually listened to the bracha. They are commanded to bless Israel Ba'ahava. And everyone asks what this Ba'ahava means, right? The Pasuk just says bless them. It doesn't say Ba'ahava. So the Magai Brahman that says Ahava nearly. The Perish Masha Amar Zohar, that the meaning is like it says in Zohar. So Kohen Do Rachim La'ama. Any Kohen doesn't love the people. Ama Lo Rachim Lay, or the people don't love him. Lisa Kapav shouldn't go up to give the bracha. That they are actually, the Kohanim are actually supposed to really love the people. The people love them. But I think it's more than that. I would actually say, based on this, that it's to bless et amo b'ahava, the people who have the love.
Oh.
That's who, those, that is the amo, because that's, that goes with the idea that Hakara HaTov, the ones who feel that love for Hashem, for everyone else, they can express the Hakara HaTov. Those who ones are going to benefit from the meaning of Birkat Kohanim and get the Yisashem Pana Be'lecha. So that you're listening to Birkat Kohanim, think about not complaining.
Is it possible that it's also a bracha for the, like, I'm going to give you the bracha of Ahava so that, like in a future.
Right. So that would mean to bless the people with love, like a give
right.
the bracha of Ahava.
Right. In addition right. to all along these other things I'm saying, that, first and foremost, make sure that.
So I think the answer is yes. I think all those meanings are a part of that word. Ahava has enough room in there to cover all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The Kohanim need to have love, the Bnei Israel need to have the love there, and Hashem is going to bless them with giving them more Ahava. So what's the root, what's the, where does the word Ahava come from?
Have?
Have, to give.
From what?
That's what Ahava really means. Yes, to something else.
What does it come from?
Ahava. Hav is the poetic or Aramaic word to give.
Oh yeah.
That comes with a lot of context. That's what love is, not taking. It's about giving.
Uh huh.
Express the fact that you're getting a bracha is not about taking, giving the effort. It's getting the opportunity to give, which goes with the idea of at the tov. I'm going to wish everyone a good Shabbos.
Wait, let me read.
Yeah.
We have two very different meanings of Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, right? One is
we have
hide the bad face from you, and the other is
right.
He should favor you. Like Yisa Panim is to favor someone, right? It is.
Okay, like, I mean, that also, no, I think that is the...
No?
You could speak that favor, or... Remember, this is in the context of it being judged. The act of taking away the angry is an act of not punishing. That is Yisa Panim.
But not in the halacha of lo tisa ladal. It means don't favor the poor one. It doesn't mean don't remove right. anger from the poor one. It means don't show him preference.
This is the same thing, isn't it?
No, but... Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha is may God show you preference.
Yeah, we said that. That's
very different from may God hide his anger. I mean, it's using the word Yisa very differently.
It is, right. And we said that. I said that. That Rashi is reusing the word Yisa differently from the way we normally would have used it.
Right.
Okay, like that is true.
I don't like Rashi.
But it makes the point that we're not just talking about it's not repeating the previous part of it about a bracha.
Right.
A new concept that yes, you will get the positive, your Arash HaPanav is the positive side.
Right.
Showing favor side. And Yisah Hashem Panav, Rashi is saying, is the other side. Is that the reality is both sides are there.
Yeah.
So it's perfect. And we want to get the take away the anger side as well. And that in fact is part of the bracha. And both those together get into the idea of showing favor.
Okay.
Both the positive, showing the happy side and taking away the angry side. Both of those are the showing favor. Both of those are included in the idea of Yisah Panav. So the Hashem has two faces.
Okay. Nice. Good. So what are we reading this week here? We're not reading Nasa.
Yuri Balotha. Nasa was last week. Nasa you did the day before Shulis.
Okay.
You're going to read Balotha.
So we're ahead of you or behind you?
You're ahead.
One week ahead.
You're one week ahead. And we're not going to catch up for a while. So you're stuck listening to me talk about last week.
Okay. All right, guys. Mazal tov again.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to stop.